Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We're joined by my co-host for these segments, Kelly Brunero, recent graduate of the University of Michigan and Democratic Party activist. And very happy to welcome in someone she knows well, Derek Dobies from the Jackson County Dems. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Not too bad. How are you?
I'm just fine. What do you think of this quote-unquote compromise?
Well, I think, was able to listen to some of the comments that the chairwoman...
Linda Lee Tarver.
Linda had made. And I have some remarks on that, but I do think that, a lot of people always want to talk about compromise like it's bad. They talk about Obama caving in the name of compromise. People are out there urging their members of Congress not to make the same mistake. I do think that, there's compromise. I mean, the agreement isn't the ideal case for everyone, but that's kind of the purpose of compromise. Nobody gets everything they want, but we kind of move forward together with the best we can do.
Kelly, you had a question for Derek?
Yeah, well, I just have to play devil's advocate a little bit here and just say that, how are Democrats... or supporters of the president supposed to give him a free pass when they look at it like this was a really good opportunity for him to make a stand?
It was a campaign pledge.
Right, right. And he campaigned about it vehemently. And it's kind of like a tenet of the Democratic Party's, spiel the past few years. So I guess my question would be, are they supposed to just suck it up and get over it? Or do you think that this is going to be like a big hit for the 12 election?
Derek?
Sure. I think that, I think the Democratic Party in and of itself is a big tent. There's a lot of room for differing viewpoints, a lot of room for discussion. And I think that, with particular case to the Bush tax cuts, they bring up a lot of heated emotions in people. Obviously, 98% of the population doesn't fall into the top bracket that everybody's so bohemian about.
Right.
But
Derek, don't you think if President Obama had taken this to the streets, as you say, this is 98% against 2%. And if he had said, hey, I'm going to get 70% of the people to agree with me, and we're going to put incredible heat on members of Congress to go along and wait until the 11th hour and see if they could get something done. It's been suggested that, he started pulling his players in the seventh inning here.
Right. Well, that's true. I do think that, we only have until the end of the year to make sure that the sweeping tax hikes aren't going to be affected on all Americans. But I do think that, this agreement hasn't been passed yet. I mean, there's still a lot of room for discussion on it.
But don't you think that if there's any change in these tax rates for the upper 2%, the Republicans are then going to say, oh, yeah? Well, so much for your unemployment benefit extension.
Well, that could be true, then the Republicans are going to have to answer to the large numbers of masses that...
Sounds like they just did that in the last election.
Would benefit from that. I'm sorry, what was that?
Sounds like they just did that in the last election. They answered, they made those claims, and they won the election.
Well, I think, I don't think you can ever point to the outcome of election based on, one or two factors.
I think elections have consequences as well. Derek, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it very much. Derek Dobies, Jackson County Democrats. And Kelly, thanks so much for stopping by and for all your work in these segments. Kelly Brunero, Democratic activist. shows that the young people are incredibly involved in a political spectrum.